This podcast brought to you by the Bose Headset 10.
This is Jeff Van West reporting direct from Oshkosh 2008. I'm talking with Doug Kane, VP of Marketing for Aspen Avionics. And Doug, you've got a couple different announcements coming out today. Why don't you start at the top with what's most important from the perspective of Aspen?
Okay, sure, and thanks for having me. We were here at Oshkosh a year ago and introduced the Evolution flight display, and we finally got certified and started shipping on April 1st of this year, and so it's been quite a lot of progress in the past year. In our initial certification, we had almost 300 models on our approved model list, STC, which gives you a blanket authorization to install without field approvals, and that's been very successful. We're happy to announce today that we've now expanded that to more than 600 aircraft, so now we cover the vast majority of Class 1 and 2 aircraft, which are those under 6,000 pounds. We also had in our initial certification coverage for the Bendix King and S-Tech line of autopilot flight director systems, and today we're also adding support for the Century and Cessna ARC line of autopilots. So that's really the big piece of news today. And we're also announcing some additions to our multifunction display line, in particular a new XM satellite weather receiver that will power our MFDs and our PFD products.
So just for people who aren't familiar with the product, you've got a single unit that is one unit fits in the place of the attitude indicator and, say, an HSI. And then the identical unit could be placed next to it but have a completely different function. That's where the MFD would go?
That's correct, right. The EFD-1000 is a single piece of hardware that has built into it the attitude heading reference system and air data computer. So the products we're shipping now are for a primary flight display to replace your AI and your HSI or DG. The initial MFD product, actually you could do it either way, but we'll use the exact same hardware but with a different software load, give full multifunction display capability, sectional style moving maps, overlays of various types of hazard awareness like terrain, traffic, and weather systems, as well as having a full built-in backup duplicate set of sensors so that if your primary display ever fails, you can revert and have a backup right next to it.
Excellent. So there's a battery backup inside those units.
That's correct. Both units have been built-in battery backups. We also have an emergency VFR GPS built into our remote sensor module, along with the outside air temperature probe and some accelerometers and the magnetometer. So you have complete redundancy on both sides. You can lose your glass, you can lose the sensors, you can lose the remote module. And when you have the two tubes installed, you have complete redundancy of everything.
Okay, down to some numbers here. How much is this new weather receiver going to cost? How much for the individual displays? And then now that you've got some experience with installs, what are the full installed prices running on the average?
Okay, sure. We introduced two models of primary flight display that we're shipping now. The low-end model called the Pilot, which is mainly for VFR pilots. It does not have navigation or autopilot interfaces, and that lists at $5,995. Really, the flagship model is the Pro, with full electronic HSI, dual bearing pointers, autopilot flight director interface, and that lists for $9,995. Then the multifunction displays, the EFD-1000 MFD, lists for $7,995, and we have a lower-end model without the duplicate sensors for $4,995. The weather receiver that we're introducing, the Evolution weather receiver, has a list price of $2,495. So for about the same price as a handheld backup GPS, you can get the full suite of XM satellite weather services on your MFD, along with the other MFD features such as the moving maps, traffic, terrain, not to mention the backup sensors.
And that new weather box will work with both the high-level PFD displays, MFD displays, and the lower entry-level ones?
That's correct. A single box will be able to drive up to all three of the displays. And the more displays you have, the more screen area you have to decide whether you want to have everything overlaid on a sectional map and or have a dedicated traffic box up at all times, a dedicated terrain box up at all times, possibly something else for lightning. So there's a lot of flexibility there.
Things we should look for in the future from Aspen?
Let's see. We're going to continue to deliver on what we've talked about. There's a third model of primary flight display that will be out next year called the ATP. And that is, it's almost a combination of MFD and PFD. It enables you in the navigation portion of the display to have the full sectional style moving maps It comes standard with all the hazard awareness features into it, and just gives you a lot more flexibility. The other thing I should say is we announced earlier this year, and we'll be delivering by the end of this year, the ability to put the most essential weather products on the Pro PFD through an upgrade. So for a $29.95 package, you can get our weather receiver box plus the software interfaces for both weather and traffic to put those on the HSI of your Pro PFD.
Excellent. Thanks a lot. I appreciate you taking the time, Doug.
My pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Jeff M. West, direct from Oshkosh 2008 with Doug Kane of Aspen Avionics.
Presented by Bose Aviation Headset 10. Voted number one for the seventh consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2007 Annual Headset Preference Survey. Today's Aviation Headset 10 delivers a highly acclaimed combination of noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfort that remains unmatched. Learn more at Bose.com/headset.